The effect of unveiling upon the spirits of single young men and women.
I hope for more explanation and elucidation on the effects of unveiling on the young people.
Here is for you, my brother, the explanation and the elucidation. Let us first discuss the effects of unveiling on the spirit of the single young man and on the spirit of the single young woman. Whatsoever is said about supporting the unveiling from the embellishments of speech, the real facts refute this. They say that if the morals are integrated and become strong in the two sexes, then the unveiling will not cause deterioration and breakup. I say, even if the morals grew and integrated, they cannot destroy the sexual potency. Whenever beautiful faces loom at the thirsty young man and tender voices talk to him, he cannot but tend towards pin-up girls in the grip of the infatuation of beauty. This is the first step towards adultery. And you can say the same thing about the thirsty girl. She will slip herself to her young friend. And if we do not want to take into consideration the types of vices that reality offers to us as a result of these first social connections, it is enough to say that these connections develop anxiety and arouse sleeplessness. So how could youth continue in building up the future and remain faithful to work and to study after the feelings become vivid with the spectrum of sexual life and the barrages are set up and the valve of instinct is called upon to commit sin? In fact, instinct is blind and it does not differentiate between good and evil. And even if thought can overcome it after it has been awakened by the sight of the pinups and it is shackled in cuffs, that is sheer suppression, which is more evil and calamitous. Two struggling forces in the square of the spirit, the force of the raging crazy instinct and the force of conscious distinguishing thought. If the conscious force overcame the other, the spirit would enter the pain of depression and instinct would stay in anger until it found feeding. But if the first force overcame the second, that would be the worst. A community constricted with unveiling will never know the way of the reassurance of the hearts of its youths, because the factors of excitation will be active and the sexual motive will be agitated. It is seen in those milieus where unveiling and celibacy prevail that all conversation for pleasure is linked with the milestones of sexual communication or something similar, because these kinds of jokes become so instinctive. This is to satiate the instinctive thirst which has been inflamed by the catastrophe of unveiling. Could anyone believe that the godly hand that crowded this vast universe with the wonders of creation and the grandeur of formation formed these spirits in a condition of fearful rottenness and sheer decline? Nay, the hand formed these spirits pure and stainless, but the ways in which they behave have spoilt them. Unveiling exposes both sexes to the charm of the visual, and the visual leads to talk sown with expressions of endearment and flirtation. And after that, to the deprived thirst, which leads to drinking from the basins of meanness and harlotry.